Carver. Big meeting last night with Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel. You were in Yorkville laying the case for the Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
Taking over. Not hostily.
Exactly.
You laid out your proposal for the Yorkville that the Yorkville town wanted you to put together. So how'd it go?
Well, first off, I certainly want to commend the people that came out. There was a lot of people. You know, and in my other life as the mayor of a community for 11 years, it was always important to get the community engaged. And as you know, most of the time people aren't engaged in their government. So when you see that from, you know, obviously people there from both sides of the opinion, it's a positive thing. So I credit the people. Like I said, from the beginning, ultimately this is a Yorkville decision. The elected officials in Yorkville came to me looking for a proposal. We provided that to them. We went into detail last night explaining it to them. And like I said, there's a process. And, you know, the Village Fathers in Yorkville will take up this at one of their future meetings and more than likely vote on it, whichever way it goes. And like I said, there's a process that follows. And I stand firm that we can provide an enhanced service at a cost savings. You know, and people brought up a lot of good points last night. A lot of emotions were there involved in their thoughts. But each and everything that was brought up, like I said, was legitimate. But the sheriff's office can provide that same service and, in many cases, an enhanced service for less cost. But, I mean, that's not my job last – it wouldn't be my job last night to debate people's you know, their emotions and whatnot. But the most important thing – people need to be informed, and I think in a lot of cases, people were misinformed, you know. And like I said, emotions get ahead of everything. What were
people really misinformed about? What were some of the comments that you thought weren't really on target?
Well, you know, they talked about how, you know, important their police officers are to them, their own. They talked about how their police officers know their patrol zone, and they feel that if another agency were to take over, those officers wouldn't, or deputies in this case, wouldn't be giving the same attention or the same personal attention to their patrol zone. You know, coming from a small community as a policeman for more than 20 years, I know exactly what they're talking about. But that same level of service, and in some cases even better service, can be provided. You know, in that particular case, we're proposing 5 full-time positions to patrol Yorkville 24 hours a day. 3 of those 5 positions would be offered to their 3 full-time employees. So, you know, in many of the cases, the only thing that's going to change is the uniform,
right,
and the seal or the patch on the side of a car. And, you know, even if identity is important to them, you could still have a sheriff's car with a Yorkville patrol zone name on the side. I mean, certainly there's ways around that. But again, you know, whether it's a deputy down in Waterville, a deputy in Boonville, a police officer in any one of our 3 cities in the county, I mean, every policeman is committed to their patrol zone. They know their patrol zone. They know when something's not right. So that's not going to change at all.
Really, a couple of concerns I heard yesterday, I didn't get a chance to stick around for the whole meeting, but a couple of concerns I heard were the police officers that are currently in Yorkville.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping their jobs and being able to stay on the force and to really still help their community and help their neighbors. So you're saying you guys will be hiring them if
we would offer employment to them, and I went into some of the detail as to what, you know, when we offer the employment to them, the pay is comparable, the health benefits are comparable. The retirement, it's New York State retirement. It is a little different plan, but their time that they have in their plan would transfer with them. They would lose no time in the retirement system. And the difference working for a larger police agency, there is all kinds of room for advancement.
Yeah.
I mean, a police officer or you know, in a large department, or a deputy sheriff in a sheriff's office, I mean, there's criminal investigation unit, there's forensics, there's warrants, there's, you know, school resource officers. I went into all this last night. So there's promotionals, exams all the time, sergeant, lieutenant, captain. So, I mean, a police officer that goes to work for a big agency, not only are they not losing any of the monetary benefits, but certainly there's all kinds of room for advancement. And, you know, a policeman that gives them, you know, a police officer or a deputy sheriff that gives them incentive to do their job with a little extra effort so that when that opportunity comes up, they can be considered.
Yeah, well, everybody likes to advance in their field.
Absolutely.
You know, and it seems like some of the officers that I've known throughout the years, they'll start off at like a Whitesboro or like in a riskity, and then they move up to the sheriff's office.
Sure.
So it's kind of, it's almost, I don't want to say it's a step up, but it seems like it's a step up from the local.
It could be for, just like I said, internally, the advancement opportunities. You know, and a couple other things that, you know, that were mentioned, people said that, you know, we already pay for the county sheriff's
office
in our
one.
Taxes.
Yes.
All right. And to some degree, that is correct. Obviously, they do.
I mean,
the sheriff's office has a very large budget. We have over 400 people that work for us. You know, and I went into detail that regarding specific patrol, there is no community in Oneida County. There's none of the 19 villages, the 26 towns, or the three cities. Nobody gets a dedicated patrol from the sheriff's office.
Okay? You might see one rolling through.
Exactly. Each of the deputies assigned to the different patrol zones are responsible to patrol multiple towns.
Yeah, they're,
in many cases, two or three townships.
Pretty large districts.
It's large districts. You know, and this would be a first. I mean, Yorkville would be paying for a dedicated deputy sheriff to the patrol the village limits. They would not leave the village limits of Yorkville to patrol other areas outside there. And the one thing that I did mention, just like it occurs now, if a police officer close by, whether it's another deputy sheriff or another agency, calls for help, there's a crime in progress, a burglary in progress, robbery in progress, whatever the case may be. Right now, a Yorkville car leaves their jurisdiction or a Yorkville car leaves their jurisdiction to go assist another agency.
Right.
We would do the same. Immediately, we would return when that call is under control. I mean, it wasn't, I don't know, when I got in bed last night, 5 minutes after laying down, there was a domestic dispute in New York Mills.
Right.
I have a scanner under my bed. I have it for 20 years. There was a domestic in New York Mills. And believe it or not, the Yorkville car was the first one on the scene because they went over to assist New York Mills. So that happens all the time.
I mean, it's not like it's 10 miles down the road.
Absolutely
not. It's not even really 3 miles down the road. It's right there.
So the car doesn't leave the area. And getting back to the designated patrol, the tax dollars pay for us to operate that law enforcement division countywide.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And as you know, there's other divisions in the sheriff's office, the correctional facility, which is huge, and our civil division. So those tax dollars have to pay for those too.
Right.
So it's not like they're paying for a dedicated patrol in their area. No one has that now. It was also mentioned, like, well, we have little stations in villages around the county. We have substations. We have field offices, one in Waterville. That, even though it's in the village of Waterville, that car is not assigned to the village of Waterville.
Right.
That car that works out of that office covers the southern portion of the county. It's just that we have offices in different parts of the county, so that instead of having to travel all the way back to Judd Road and lose 45 minutes of patrol time, the officers, the deputies report to those field offices that they're assigned to. So, again, though it's not like Waterville or our office in Camden or our office in Barneville. Those aren't dedicated village patrols for those communities. This would be a first of its kind. So we certainly, it's an opportunity, I think, not only to enhance their service, but to save tax dollars at the same time.
How much savings would they be looking at just in a
$120,000 in a 3-year contract, minimum of $120,000.
So, I mean, it could be more, but at least $120,000.
In Yorkville's budget, I don't know their overall budget, but it's definitely less than $2 million. So, you know, you take that $100,000 over 3 years. I mean, that's a substantial percentage.
Yeah.
Taking into consideration now that they can no longer raise taxes more than 2%, like every other community, unless their board decides to override that.
Right. Super majority.
Which politically is a very difficult decision to make. But in some cases, people are going to have to make that decision, I think, because they can't go on. A 2% tax cap. And again, I don't know the numbers for Yorkville, but I was the mayor in the Mills right next door for 11 years. A 2% or a 1% tax increase in New York Mills only brought in like $6,000 or $7,000. That's it.
It's a nominal amount of money that this is going to start bringing in.
It really was. You know, so I just, like I said, my main concern is that people are properly informed. I've said it on this show. I've said it everywhere. I mean, we are very fortunate to have, you know, hundreds of dedicated employees working for the sheriff's office. And I firmly believe that we can provide an enhanced service to the people of Yorkville for a less cost. And ultimately, it's a Yorkville decision.
You know, I have a lot of friends that are on the other side of this issue, and they don't want to lose the Yorkville Police Department. But I just, I you got Whitesboro, Whitestown, New York Mills, Yorkville, all with their own police departments, right? And Oriskany.
Yes.
All with their own police departments.
Yes. You know,
it doesn't make sense when we're always talking about consolidation and shrinking government and trying to save some money.
My proposal for the coverage was for $360,000 approximately. Yeah, $360,000 per year. One of the things that was brought up last night in the meeting was an official from Whitesboro stood up and said that they could provide 24-hour protection to Yorkville for like $254,000 or something like that. And that may be something you'd want to talk to Whitesboro about, because mathematically, that's not possible. I'm not sure what they'd be paying these people per hour, but you cannot provide full-time police coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for $250,000. Mathematically, it is not possible. Unless there are monies somewhere that are offsetting those costs.
Right.
But, I mean, you can't use one community's money to offset costs of a fee for something happening somewhere else. So I'm not sure where that number is coming from. But mathematically, it's not possible to dedicate a full-time car to the village of Yorkville limits for $250,000. It's not. I mean, I'd love to say that it is, but
that would be nice.
With today's economy and the pay scale of the police officers working there and their benefits, and it's just not possible.
So we're speaking with Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel, and it seemed like there was a great turnout last night.
That's always encouraging. And like I said, I love to see people engaged in government. That's what our whole, our country's built upon. And it's difficult because their governing body has to make a decision. They've got to do step one. The Yorkville Village Board has to, no matter what happens here, whether it's yes or no, they have to make the first step.
And then it could go to a vote.
And then it could go to a vote.
But it could not go to a vote, too. I think people are just automatically assuming this is going to go to a public referendum.
Yes.
It doesn't have to work that way.
It doesn't have to. No. And, you look at, when things come up for vote and when they don't. Ultimately, those village officials are elected by the people every few years, and in most cases, that's when votes are, decisions are made. If you don't like a decision a person makes, you don't vote for them in the next election. Depending on what route the village board in Yorkville takes, that'll, I guess, determine where they go from here.
So you can put like Yorkville Patrol on their car. So I'm sure a lot of people will feel good about that.
If that would work, absolutely. I mean, we're up for that.
It's a little like it's not really doesn't really matter in the large scale of things. It's about public safety. And
it's about answering a call for help, being on the streets patrolling proactively.
Yeah.
You want a presence there 24/7. That's one of the things I talked about last night. Right now, if a Yorkville car, or any car for that matter, if there's one officer working a village and they come across the driving while intoxicated arrest, they're tied up with that arrest for approximately 2 to 3 hours. All right, they're out of service. So there's nobody patrolling those streets for those 2 or 3 hours. In our case, if our deputy comes up on a DWI, he calls the DWI car, which works every night. Mm-hmm. We have dedicated DWI patrol. That deputy comes over, takes that arrest. That officer's immediately back on patrol.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I didn't know you guys had a DWI unit.
Exactly.
And
every night it's
out there. They just come in.
All these officers do. There's two deputies assigned to that, and their job is to go out.
They must have the best sense of humor of all people. I couldn't imagine dealing with that all day.
Yeah, I did it for a while earlier in my career. I mean, just being assigned to looking for drunk drivers is quite interesting.
Yeah.
But even like something, a burglary complaint. If someone's house gets broken into, they call the police. The responding officer in Yorkville's case would come take the report.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do neighborhood interviews. He's got to, if he develops a suspect, he may have to go to pawn shops to look for the stolen property, whatever the case may be. In that case, your car would be out of service, not patrolling the streets for hours or days, depending on the situation. In our case, the responding deputy takes the report. It gets turned over to the criminal investigation unit. It's assigned to an investigator. The deputy is quickly back on patrol while the investigators work in that burglary. Those are things that a small agency cannot do.
Now, what would the other argument I heard was, what would this, would there be any cost to the Oneida County residents that don't live in Yorkville?
Absolutely not. All costs by this extra designated patrol to Yorkville are borne or paid for by the village of Yorkville. They would not affect any other taxpayer outside the village of Yorkville limits for this extra designated service, because our budget, like I said, does not provide designated patrols to a community. So therefore, if Yorkville wants a designated patrol or any other community, they're paying for it 100% themselves.
Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
And so do they have a timeline for a decision coming down or anything?
They meet monthly, so I would assume their regular monthly meeting for August has already occurred, so this potentially would be a September agenda item.
Yeah.
And like I said, my most important thing is people need to be informed. People need to be open. I've got nothing to hide. Ask the questions.
This is not like you're like an evil genius in the background being like, yes, let's get this Yorkville deal passed so we can make millions of dollars from my pocket.
Exactly. There's nothing there for us to make other than, you know, and that was a question. Someone actually brought that question up. Sheriff, what's in it for you? And I said,
what is in it for you?
And my response to them is, it's my commitment to public safety.
Right.
I am charged constitutionally with keeping people safe. And this is one additional enhanced way of doing it. So, you know, there's nothing here for me to gain out of it. And again, this is not politically driven because that was mentioned. This process was underway 2 years before Rob Machel became the sheriff of Oneida County. So I basically just picked up the ball where Sheriff Middaugh left off. And I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
So again, this was already well underway before I arrived. And
I love the conspiracy theories that abound when something
good,
comes out,
you know,
like
and it's just it is what it is, you know. And ultimately, it's the community's decision.
Well, you know, I'm just happy to see so many people out last night because it is their community.
Absolutely.
And they do have a say in it. And I can only imagine that this issue is going to go to a vote for the taxpayers to decide. If the town board just passes it through without a vote, there might be a riot. You guys might be there anyway.
I certainly hope not. But, you know, it's interesting because how things unfold, you know, and not to mention names, but I was talking to you this earlier. But, you know, you have someone up there who talks about their commitment and dedication to their place of employment at last night's meeting. And, you know, while one of my staff members was leaving the meeting, they were actually given a resume by this person to hopefully come work for me someday. So it's like I said, you got to be open with everybody.
Yeah.
And we certainly are. So
I appreciate it, Sheriff.
Absolutely.
Bright and early after that. What time did the meeting get to wrap up last night? I had to leave early.
It had to be around 10 o'clock.
Holy
somewhere around there.
Cow. Oh, my. I would still be sleeping if I stayed that long.
Yeah.
God bless you.
No. Hey, thank you very much.